40-yard attempt for Cameron Dicker. And this time, no good.
Quick programming note, coming up at 8:40, they got to be going crazy in Philadelphia with the Eagles in the Super Bowl. We're going to eavesdrop on the Touchdown Brothers, All Sports Radio, in Philly this morning. That's at 8:40. That play-by-play cut you just heard was from the game that decided picks with friends and put Corby Davidson on the bus to Glendale, Arizona. He finished in last place, picks with friends, and so the bet payoff for the last place finisher, they got to take the bus from Dallas to Glendale. All of the rest of the ticket team will fly out there this weekend. Corby will already be there because the bus departed on time last night at 12:50 in the morning. And joining us now from the road, we heard an update from him at 5:35. He had just left Abilene. Once again, it's Corby Davidson. Come in, Corby.
Craig, do you have me?
We have you. How's it going? And where are you right now on the road?
So right now I'm on a bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, where is the bus?
Okay. We just left Midland about 30 minutes ago or so.
Okay. Yeah.
And we are headed west still. We have not reached the final destination yet, apparently.
You've only got 13 hours left.
Yeah, it's easy. The last 13 are the easiest.
You know what? Like, it's weird. Like, it's time travel type stuff. Because when you do anything, you have an event that starts at 12:50. It's so weird. Like, it's really weird. Like, I don't even...
Is it weird? Uh-oh.
Oh, he's getting mad.
Corby.
Oh, we just lost
Corby?
Him. The mountains outside of Pecos.
Oh, no. We did lose him. I thought he was laying out on you.
Yeah, I know.
What up, bitch?
It's fake, Corby.
Right, see if you can reestablish contact. I did worry about this. I've driven out that way before, and there are some dead zones out there.
Oh, I bet.
Because you are in the middle of nowhere.
Why didn't he just get on Wi-Fi then?
On the map, I've got him to be... There he is again, calling in. I've got him to be right around Monahans somewhere.
Yeah. So there's like a flight tracker for buses?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Or did we have to do the teenager thing with Corby and tell him that he needed to share his location?
No, they
before
got a tracker.
Left?
It just says him somewhere between Midland and Pecos.
Yeah, I was just estimating, looking at the map. All right, we got Corby back. You with us now?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you, Tyler. It's a weird spot. Like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's oil refineries everywhere. It smells like oil refinery, which is awful. We're headed to the portion past this of slaughterhouse region where it smells even worse. So
mm-hmm.
I've made this trip before last year and in a car, and it ain't pretty.
Yeah,
it's not the beautiful part of Texas.
It's the worst.
Have you?
The ugly part.
It is.
She's right. Have you slept?
I think so. I don't know.
He sounds groggy.
Yeah. So sad.
Like, everybody has, you know, tried to sleep from, I don't know, you know, from the time. The stop was Fort Worth. So do you know what a tease that is? Where Fort Worth is the first stop. Like, why didn't we just go west?
Well, because people need to get on the bus in Fort Worth. There's a lot of Fort Worthians going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. More on that later. But, so, by the way, I heard you guys, I was listening to you a little bit earlier, on my app, Sports Day app, kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, you were talking about the roads, and the minute we left Dallas, you know, I'm thinking, because yesterday was fine, I drove into work and everything was cool and, you know, drove around last night and got in the Uber and drove and it was no big deal. I-30 leaving Dallas. There had to have been like 7 or 8 semi jackknife trucks with ambulances and fire trucks all over the place on 30. It was crazy. And that was it. We left a little early, actually. We left at 12:40. I demanded an early departure so I could write them a good Yelp review. But yeah, it was crazy to see all that. Like it was dangerous. So I don't know what it's like now.
Wait, so that was in the middle of the night. You're seeing all these wrecks.
That was at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was yeah, it was scary.
How long did it take you to get to Fort Worth?
I think like 45 minutes. It wasn't too terrible. Because there was nobody on the road except for these jackknife trucks and the ambulances, so we really didn't have to wait, mm-hmm. Much for traffic to die down. But so then the next stop was Abilene, I believe, and Abilene is where we encountered a big onslaught of P1s. Did y'all play that audio? I said,
yeah, that was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. Jenny and Eric, they have the catering company.
Jenny and Eric,
two gingers. Is the name of it, because they're both redheads. And they brought everybody like 60 breakfast tacos.
So did people actually eat them?
Burritos.
Or were people like suspicious that all of a sudden someone's showing up to feed everyone on the bus?
Gordon, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Uh-huh.
They ate it in about 2 seconds. Yeah, so, but it wasn't just them. It was these dudes, two other guys that were there with signs, which I think I put those pictures on Twitter. They had really funny signs. I mean, this is 4 in the morning.
And
then two other people showed up. A boyfriend and girlfriend showed up. And, I mean, they were beaten. Like, these guys are like, yeah, I took a day off of work today to do this. I mean, it, like, restored my soul. It was so wonderful to see these people there and especially Eric and Jenny who fed the entire bus, and they were so cheery and happy and made everybody else happy.
All right. So describe the people on the bus. Like, what is the situation? Where are you sitting? Is there someone right next to you while you're talking to us?
So there are two P1s on the bus.
Okay.
Ben and Cletus.
Wait, that's a real name? Cletus?
Cletus is sitting right next to me. Yes.
Right next to you.
Actually, Ben is sitting next to me, and Cletus is sitting right next to him. So it's two.
All P1s look the same to Corbin.
They do. They've been my bunkmates
so
here.
Are they like Chiefs fans, or they're just P1s?
P1s.
They decided P1s. To take the bus with you. Did they start in Fort Worth with you?
No, they started in Dallas. They met at the Greyhound station. We eyeballed each other, gave each other the knowing nod, and that was it. it's been cool hanging with them and chatting with them. They're good dudes, but they're the only two P1s, and the rest of it is filled with bus people.
Bus people? What are bus people?
Are they wondering what you're doing?
The lower his voice.
They are so confused by all this. Imagine pulling up in Abilene, Texas, 4 in the morning, and there are people with signs and cheering and taking photos.
Have you interacted with any of the bus people, and have they asked you who you are or what the deal is?
One guy asked me if I was Rock Hudson or something.
Rock Hudson? How old is that guy, 90?
He's a little older, Craig. He's a little older.
Was that the bearded guy who was in the picture with you and Jake? Was he on the bus?
I'm not sure that guy was getting on a bus, George.
Okay.
I think he may have just been hanging out a little bit.
Hey, what seat did you get?
I think I'm on the fifth row. I'm on the aisle. I heard you. I'm sorry. I'm on the window. I heard you guys talking about that. Yes, yeah. I'm in a window seat. I am not back behind the wheel, so I'm not bouncing around.
Good.
I mean, you make it sound like it's a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Yeah, George had you screaming every time y'all hit a bump. So you're on the fifth row. So you've got an exit plan in case things go down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. But yeah, here's the other thing. Once all the hell broke loose in Abilene, and everybody's staring at me all weird, because I went on the bus. I'm like, guys, we got burritos for everyone, and they're all looking at me funny. And I go, they're free, and they all jump up.
Then they all start laughing.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, so
that was smart of you, though, because Corby may have bought himself some safety.
He won the bus over there
with that.
Yeah, with the burritos.
There's no doubt. Part of my long game.
Was there anybody in Big Spring waiting for you, or Midland?
Midland, no. So there was no stop. So Abilene was an actual stop where you get out for 30 minutes or so, 40 minutes. We haven't had a stop like that yet. I mean, other than that. So it's just
You pull in.
You get a bus person, and then you take off. So you don't. We're not waiting around for. And I think our next stop is like elongated stop is. Oh God,
El Paso. So I've got your itinerary.
Okay,
it says you've got a 30-minute stop in Van Horn, and then an hour 10 minutes in El Paso.
That's it. Yes. So Van Horn is where John Madden would stop for enchiladas.
Yeah.
Ooh, get enchiladas next.
Yeah, got to do that.
Crop dust everybody.
Hey, Corby,
on the way to Phoenix.
I've stayed in the El Capitan Hotel out there. It's this old historic hotel. If you have time to walk through it or go check it out, you should do that.
Yeah, he's got a 30-minute layover. I would push that to the max, Corby.
Yeah.
30 minutes, Craig. I don't have time to see the sights.
Check into the hotel and get some sleep.
Wait, Van Horn is tiny. I think you'll be able to walk to the El Capitan.
Yeah, go bomb the restroom at the El Capitan.
We're nearing that point of the adventure.
Uh-oh.
And
so, Corby's, your bottom's filling up?
Just like at the Masters.
Gross.
Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
Hey, so do you ever change buses, or is it the same bus the whole ride?
You know, I think it's the same bus. Now, we may be getting off at El Paso, and just another little tip. Most everybody seems to be getting off at El Paso on this bus.
Okay. What does that mean?
He's just seen their tickets, and it says El Paso on it.
Yeah. Have you seen everybody's tickets?
We have been talking a lot about who's getting off where.
Oh.
So you're going to have a lot of leg room.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get Ben to scoot over a little bit.
Yeah. And I think... Ben, a P1 Ben and a P1 Cletus will be getting off in El Paso, and then they are renting a car. They're not making the entire bus ride.
Ah, okay. That's smart.
Yeah, right. And they did offer the cheat code of me getting in there, and they were like, who would ever know? And I'm like, you know what? My soul would know.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
That's right. Corby's
That's
very moral.
Spirit. That's the spirit.
He's very moral, except when it comes to Claudia. So let me ask you this, Corby. Have you changed drivers?
Yes. Yeah. We lost our driver in Abilene.
Oh dear, that's terrible.
He wasn't killed. but yes, we changed drivers in Abilene. So I'm imagining we will change again when we get to El Paso.
Now, do these buses have in bus monitors where they're playing a movie or something like that up there for your entertainment?
You know, shockingly, Greyhound has access to on your phone or computer if you're so inclined to watch tons of movies and entertainment and TV. It's like a flight.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. 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 They got Wi-Fi, they got plugins, all that stuff here. So it's not too shabby.
Okay, when you hang up with us, announce to the entire bus that you're about to test out the bathroom.
Yeah, and warn everyone that the bathroom will be out of order for at least 30 minutes.
And you hope there's an exhaust fan, a working exhaust fan in there.
Yeah, like we're going to have to call Roto-Rooter to come out in on the bus while it's moving.
And that is in the back, so you could be coming up off that commode seat pretty good on the bumps. Leaving your Corby eggs there.
Gross.
So sick.
All right, Corby. Well, thank you for checking in, and I know you're going to be checking in throughout the day with all the shows. And it sounds like so far, so good. Sounds like you're in good condition.
You know what? It's not that bad, George. It's not that bad.
That makes me happy. I want you to have a good trip.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I love you guys.
All right. Love you too, Corby. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Corby Davidson. He's on the Greyhound out in West Texas, past Midland, Odessa, heading to Van Horn, then El Paso. And they'll pull into Glendale. The site of the Super Bowl, around 9:45 tonight is when they're expected to pull in. I imagine that once he gets to the hotel, he's going to sleep very well tonight.
Yeah. Like we said, he only has 13 and a half hours left.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. All right, 8:33 on the ticket.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl. They must be going crazy on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. Coming up next, we'll eavesdrop on the Touchdown Brothers.